Today's podcast is brought to you by my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. Now in stock. Order now at HowieCarshow.com, click store, and get it delivered in time for Christmas.
I'm going to Florida, where I can.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie Carr is a columnist for the Boston Herald as well as a radio talk show host who has been a thorn in the side of Whitey Bulger and his gang for 20 years.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Darkness falls across the land.
Hey, paperboy!
The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from sunny Florida,
Mago Wago,
it's Howie Carr.
Trick or treat, happy Halloween, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. My book is in the house, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops, and this is an actual copy. We have caught up. My staff has mailed out. They've done a great job mailing out about 3,000 copies of the book. So now we're caught up. And if you order right now, we'll get the book out very quickly. Maybe not by the end of the day, but it'll be going out Monday. So there'll be no more wait. So go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store, and order your copy of Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. And also, it'll soon be available on Amazon as soon as we go through a few more. They make us jump through a few more hoops. It'll be available if you prefer to order on Amazon. 844-500-4242. A couple of days ago, we had on Tamara Jacob. She is the mother of Eric Tarpinian Jacob, who was a rising senior at UMass Amherst. And he was a summer aide, congressional aide to a Republican congressman, Estes, from Kansas. And he was going onto the metro on the night of June 30th, July 1st. And he got caught in a crossfire, hit by a stray bullet. These gangbanger thugs were just shooting at another teenage rival. And they fired 79 rounds just randomly in the middle of a summer evening. And they shot the guy they were looking for. They wounded a woman, and they killed poor Eric Jacob. Killed him. That just for no reason. And when we had his mother on, Tamara, it was his 22nd birthday, and one of the thugs, the young thugs by the name of Taquan, was still at large. There was a reward out, and she asked us to tweet out his picture of an earlier mugshot of the thug who's now wanted for killing another woman, a girl, a few days later. So after we had Tamara on, they finally picked up this guy after all these months, from July to the end of October. He has been running free and killing other people, allegedly. And so yesterday he was arraigned. He's still a juvenile, according to the D.C. courts. Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. attorney for D.C., went crazy and just was really angry at the local municipal government in D.C., as well she might be, for coddling these bloodthirsty young thugs. And Tamara was on with her on Fox last night after the press conference. And we wanted to check in with Tamara Jacob. She's from Western Mass. And again, her son would be a rising senior at UMass. He would be a senior at UMass Amherst in the business school. And so Tamara, I just wanted to see how things were going. You must feel a little better knowing that this savage criminal is now in custody.
Yes, I am. And I just want to let you know, Eric was shot four times, not once, four times, which is even more horrific. But yes, it's a little bit more of a weight taken off my shoulder. And I and our families, and we're very happy that no one got hurt when he was apprehended, because I did ask that question to Miss Pirro, and nobody did get hurt. So that's a positive. But another, his girlfriend, he put a bullet in his girlfriend's head and killed her walking down the street, and then put her in a container in a closet on July 4th. I had a feeling this monster was going to do it again. I said it when I first started doing interviews at the end of July, and I was right. I could just tell I just knew it in my heart, viscerally in my gut, I knew it. It's a horrific crime. It should have never happened. It rocked D.C. It rocked America. And there are a lot of people affected by this. The people who were shot, the people who were injured, and the families and their friends left behind. It's horrific. And I agree with Jeanine Pirro. It should have never happened if they didn't have lax laws for violent teen criminals going to family court for violent crime. It would have never happened. It's a progression of violence.
So you have this probably single mother living in the projects. I've been on welfare her entire life, and now two of her seven children, no father in the picture. Two have been arrested and charged with murder. Two have been arrested. And one of them, this guy Taquan, who was arrested on Wednesday night, he killed two people. He's 18 and he's killed two people.
Right. I mean, from what I understand is that this Naquan was living with his father in an apartment in Southeast D.C. when this other murder happened. So he did have a connection with his father. I don't know if he lived there forever. He moved it. I don't know the circumstances, but yes, two of the seven kids were involved in this my son's murder and this horrific crime in D.C. That's correct.
And you're horrific. Right. This has become sort of a national issue, because it got picked up by Elon Musk, did it not?
Yes, it did. And you know, his Doge employee got hurt at DuPont, which is a mile away. Again, last week at DuPont, a gang of teenagers was trying to carjack a person. They got out. There were like 15 teenagers going at this car and this person. It's just, you know, it's horrific. It's horrific. It's these crews, as they're not called gangs, they're called crews. They know they can run D.C., and they're ruling the roost, and that's why the National Guard's there. But, like, they can't be everywhere either. There's only so many people. The laws need to change, and they need to change to protect the citizens of D.C., the visitors, and the workers. And the council's rule, and the mayor, it's not working. And even Joe Biden. As much as Joe Biden had his issues, he did say in 2021, I believe, that don't change these laws. We're going to have a spike in crime to the council. Please don't change them. Don't charge them as, you know, like in family court, you can't do it. And I have to admit, I will give, he was right. President Biden was 100% correct on that. And they changed it, and look at D.C. now. It's even worse than it was. I mean, the high murder rate, and President Trump is doing what I believe in the best interest of people, innocent people in D.C. And, you know, when you're down a lot of police officers, you know, they can't be everywhere. They can't do everything. And they're just there for support and helping out. And it is a deterrent. My son's friends are saying, we don't care. Nobody cares. We've seen a decrease in crime overall. Last weekend was a bad weekend. Yes, it was. But overall, there's, you know, less homicides. When Eric got murdered, there was a homicide every other day till the National Guard came in, because I keep tabs. And, you know, now you go weeks, you know, a couple weeks without a homicide, which is a good thing. So, I mean, yeah. I praise President Trump. I praise the people that are supporting this in D.C. And I have to admit, the black community is supporting this. The white
they're predominantly the victims. I mean, Eric was an exception, as horrible as that is to say. But I mean, most of the victims are blacks in D.C. And they're you know, but yet they elect these fools to the these knaves to the city council. I like this guy. What's his name? White, Trayvon White. The guy, they caught mm-hmm. him cold with taking $700,000 in bibes. And they threw him out, and he ran in a special election and was reelected while he's awaiting his prison sentence. I mean, what kind of voters are these that they would condone such criminality?
Well, I have to admit, I did speak to Zoe's mother yesterday, a news Fox down there.
The female victim who was killed a few days later. Yeah. What did she say?
Yeah. Her mother, she's a very nice woman. She, you know, her uncle has something to do. He's not on the council, but he's like on a board down there. And he was in agreement that we need to change the laws. And I think, and I'm praying, and so is in Zoe's mom, that we will make change in D.C., to change these laws, if we have to go to Congress or what we need to do to petition the government, that this cannot keep going on. You can't have these 10 radicals saying that, oh, we don't see a problem. It's like, what are you talking about? And the people on the council are black, they're white, they're from all walks of life. And also the district attorney down there is now suing Trump to get the National Guard out. I'm like, oh, my God, it's like you're living in a nightmare down there. And I think, in my opinion, I think we're going to see change down there. I really do. I think the community is seeing safety, a lot more safety than what they are accustomed to. So this is new to them, but they're liking it. And, you know, it is nice that you can go out for a walk with your dog at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's nice that you can let your kids go out and play. It's nice that you can go jog down the neighborhood at 9 o'clock in the morning and not be afraid. So I'm praying, you know, that we can work together as a unit and change DC for the better. And I'm hoping, because it's not right. It's not right what's happening down there.
Tamara Jacob, you've been through hell since this happened. And, you know, I have the utmost respect for you, and I just want to offer my condolences and all of the listeners' condolences too. We know how we sort of understand. We can't know for sure how bad it is, but thank you so much for getting involved in this, and thanks for talking to us. And I'm glad they finally put Naquan behind bars. Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you for having me on, and thank all the listeners for your support. I thank all of you and for reposting on X and everything. Thank you. It may have helped. I don't know who turned them in, but thank you very much.
Thank you. $75,000. Someone said he was getting his SNAP card shut off, so he turned them in. But I doubt that, but, you know, whoever did it, I'm glad they did it. This message is sponsored by Raycon. It's Raycon's anniversary, and what better way to celebrate than with a deal on the Everyday Earbuds Classic? They're now 20% off, so it's the perfect time to get your hands on these. Reliable, super comfy, and easy to take anywhere. You'll see why they've been a fan favorite since day one, and they're about half the price of other premium brands. The Everyday Earbuds Classic are loaded with upgrades. Active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity so you can pair two devices at once, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays on no matter what you're doing. The new colors are great too. I have blue, as you know, Carolina blue, my university colors, but they've got all kinds of colors. The usual black, white, gray, blush violet, cool mint, everything. It feels less like just earbuds and more like an accessory that matches your style. Everyday features that live up to the name include quick charge. That's 10 minutes that gives you 90 minutes of playtime. Comes in handy, especially on the weekends when you're using them around the clock. Up to 32 hours of battery life with the case. Awareness mode. Perfect when I'm walking Roscoe or heading to the Breakers or running errands. So I stay tuned in to what's happening around me without missing a beat. Plus, over 3 million customers already love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. So if you don't love them, returns are easy, so you have nothing to lose. This is a great product. I love my Raycon Everyday Earbuds Classics, and you're going to love them too. I use them, and you're going to be using yours every day, just like I do once you buy them. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie to get 20% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is President Trump says the Senate should abolish its 60-vote filibuster rule to end the Schumer shutdown. Do you agree? Yes, no, or undecided?
Yes, I agree.
Back up to 39% now who say yes. 51% say no. 10% are undecided.
Guess what? They want to destroy the country, guys. They're gonna do it to us if we don't do it to them. You know, it doesn't matter. If we show restraint and act responsibly, they don't care. They're demented. They're cult leaders. They're a Western version of ISIS. They want to chop off our heads, figuratively, if not literally. 844-500-4242. I just printed up some of the application for criminal complaints against Lamar Cook. They have a picture. Lamont, this is the note after at the governor's office in Springfield. Lamont Cook, governor's office, call if UPS comes. Retrieve package 1:01 p.m. So he left a message with one of the security guards. Security officer advised and informed investigators this was the first time he could ever recall a UPS package arriving on a Saturday. He further stated that he had never seen Lamar Cook pick up packages as part of his regular duties. He probably had never seen the guy before. So they showed him the note telling him to call him on his state-issued cell phone if the package arrived. Cook interrupted, stating, "I said that?" He denied making any calls to the security guard. Cook stated he did not recall that phone call. I'll bet he didn't recall that phone call. Yes. Due to the totality of our investigation, investigators believe that Cook has received prior shipments of suspected cocaine, especially outlined during the UMass Hotel investigation. That's in Amherst. So, again, this wasn't his first rodeo. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie, thank you for taking my call. I was in the Army for 8 years, and we got randomly urinalysis testing.
Right.
And when I got out of that, I worked for the federal government and law enforcement, and we got a urinalysis test randomly. And we also got background checks every 5 years, myself and my wife. So there wasn't any type of shenanigans going on behind the scenes, trying to get bribes and things. I wonder if Maura Healey's going to clean up her administration by giving everybody an urinalysis test.
That would be a good idea. I mean, you have to get a urinalysis to play football or professional basketball, right, Tom? You know, and I think you have to get a urinalysis test for a lot of private sector jobs. I would be all in favor of that. I don't think many of her appointees could pass. That's a good question, Tom. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Before we talk about Arctic Frost and the latest Democrat dirty trick under Joe Biden, I have to tell you about a story out of Arizona. And try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of judges, state judges, as opposed to federal judges who think they're the president of the United States. This is from the New York Post. Drunk judge caught with her pants down peeing in public as cops haul away interfering husband. Wild video shows a drunk Arizona judge with her pants down peeing in public with her town official husband then wrestled to the ground while trying to prevent cops from questioning her, according to officials. Yavapai County Superior Court Judge Pro Tem Kristen Schaefer Hyphen Olson.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
Was seen scrambling, trying to get out of shrubbery, or should we say a bush, as cops arrived around 1:30 a.m. in Prescott, Arizona. Officers were called by several witnesses who saw the judge urinating in public. They asked her name, and then they asked her to spell it, and she was unable to spell her own name. Not even Senator Mike Brady has been that loaded, or at least that we know of. You haven't seen it on a police report. This is unacceptable, the cop said. And her husband, Jason Olson, is the Parks and Recreation Manager of the town of Chino Valley, came over to pull away his wife. And the cops finally just said, you can't do that. We're questioning her. And they threw him to the ground and then locked him up. Several other officers arrived as the cop was hauling the husband away. This is what one cop said. It's recorded. She has her pants completely down. I'm watching her right here. She's peeing everywhere. A bunch of people see, I see. She's useless, the cop added. She can't even spell her name. She was also throwing up in addition to peeing in public. She has since resigned from the bench. If only our judges in Massachusetts and at the federal level, especially the ones in Boston and Rhode Island and San Francisco and Maryland, the ones who are trying to hamstring the Make America Great Again movement, if only they would take the hint of now erstwhile Judge Kristen Schaefer-Olson. She is guilty, by the way. They have a picture of her. So you probably haven't heard about this Arctic Frost spying scandal. This is worse than Watergate, as Marsha Blackburn called it. This is where they were getting the phone records surreptitiously of all these I think 11 or 10 or 11 Republican senators and one congressman. This guy Jack Smith, the crazed special counsel. He was improperly, illegally appointed special counsel because he was on the payroll of the Justice Department. You're supposed to appoint outsiders. He subpoenaed Senator Ted Cruz's cell phone records from AT&T. AT&T was then ordered by corrupt federal judge James Boasberg, a pal of John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. AT&T was banned from disclosing the subpoena to Cruz. Boasberg told AT&T, this is this corrupt judge, the one who gave a wrist slap to the guy to the FBI agent who lied on a federal search warrant that the CIA was not using Carter Page as an asset. He lied. And he didn't even get any jail time, let alone lose his license to practice law. Boasberg, who gave the pass to this FBI agent, this corrupt FBI agent, told AT&T that if Cruz was informed that the FBI was illegally tapping his phones, Cruz would destroy evidence and imperil national security. How outrageous is this? I mean, Cruz has said that he's demanded that the House impeach this guy and they could have a trial of Boasberg in the Senate. They couldn't get a conviction, but he should be made to answer for all of this crap. Newsbusters, ABC, CBS, and NBC all suppress bombshell documents on the Arctic Frost scandal. More than 160 Republicans, including current Trump administration officials, may have been investigated by the FBI under Joe Biden. It's amazing. You know, they also, I looked to see if I was involved in this, if they went after me, and I was embarrassed that they didn't. But I'm even more chagrined now because Ed Henry, who had the office next to me at Newsmax, former Fox guys now at Newsmax, they went after him. You know what they wanted? He wrote a book, I think, about Babe Ruth. They subpoenaed his royalty records. The FBI subpoenaed Ed Henry's royalty records for his biography of Babe Ruth. That's how far-reaching they were. They were trying to put everybody remotely Republican in jail. It's just outrageous. Kimberly Strassel had a good column about it in the Washington Post. Jack Smith, this insane guy that he should be disbarred, he should be in prison. There were 197 subpoenas in this Operation Arctic Frost, which was just a Republican dirty tricks operation, encompassing some 430 Republican targets, including White House officials, members of Congress, Trump family members, GOP party organizations, think tanks, nonprofits, donors, and even journalists. And after the investigation, they found no one charged who was named Trump, because to this day there's no evidence that he communicated with any of the actors on January 6th. The January 6th partisan committee of the House also had an 18-month investigation and similarly failed to provide any straightforward evidence of a Trump crime. Yet they said when they appointed Mr. Smith, Jack Smith, to this, if that is indeed his name, to this conspiracy to frame Donald Trump, they said that he had been engaged in a nebulous, quote, conspiracy to defraud the United States. To defraud the United States. The prosecutor ran with it, says Kimberly Strassel. The beauty of a conspiracy charge is that it requires little more than two alleged co-conspirators. That explains the gargantuan net Mr. Smith cast across GOP world, looking for someone, anyone, who might have said or written something, anything, to prop up an indictment. This was a Stalin-esque prosecutor in search of a non-crime. The search laid out seven lines of effort, their phrase, lines of effort, to concoct a quote-unquote multifaceted conspiracy. A multifaceted conspiracy. Could they get Mr. Trump on false fraud claims? What is a false fraud claim? Maybe for the pressure on Mr. Pence, Mike Pence. False lawsuits. What is a false lawsuit? False lawsuits are being filed every day of the week. Financial fraud. Paying Jack Smith is financial fraud. Paying Mueller and Weissman for the Russian collusion hoax cover-up investigation was financial fraud. There are even more threads of possibility. Bogus investigations. This was a bogus investigation. Were they going to investigate themselves? January 6th money. They spent a lot of money on January 6th. Are they going to investigate themselves? Misappropriation. They couldn't even spell misappropriation right. One example from 10 days after Smith was appointed to lead this witch hunt, this lynch mob. He demanded that a target turn over, quote, this is a quote, what he was demanding, this prosecutor out of control under the Democrats, and they accused Trump of being a king. He said that the target, just a garden variety run-of-the-mill Republican, turn over, regardless of subject matter, All documents and communications to, from, with, or including any member, employee, or agent of the legislative branch, any member, employee, or agent of Donald J. Trump, or any organization advocating in favor of his reelection. And do you know who was that was sent out to? America First Legal, a nonprofit law firm that did not even exist on January 6th, 2021. But they were going after it. I mean, this is worse than Lois Lerner and the IRS witch hunt, the lynch mob against the Tea Party groups in 2010. Okay, so they went after a corrupt Seattle FBI agent decided to go after a guy named Ed Corrigan. Ed Corrigan is the president of the Conservative Partnership Institute, which is usually teaching staffers about Senate procedure. According to this corrupt, lunatic comrade G-Man, Mr. Corrigan is, quote, pro-Putin and anti-Biden, quote, wants to build up infrastructure to train people for civil war, and, quote, secretly controls the Freedom Caucus. I mean, I guess that means the House Freedom Caucus, and has plans that are not good for the FBI. This is what they're operating on. These are Democrat lunatics, communists, pinkos. This is the deep state. This is Orwellian. They don't care about democracy, and they accuse us of being fascists. God. Texas Senator Ted Cruz revealed Wednesday that Judge Boasberg, James Boasberg, signed a gag order to prevent AT&T from notifying Mr. Cruz that Mr. Smith subpoenaed his phone records. The judge decreed that there were, quote, reasonable grounds to believe that such disclosure, unquote, to Mr. Cruz, quote, will result in the destruction or tampering with evidence, intimidation of potential witnesses, and serious jeopardy to the investigation, unquote. They want to throw people in jail for exercising their freedom of speech and their freedom of assembly. And they went into these secret courts and got these secret warrants. And they say that getting these secret warrants from these communist judges that were appointed by Obama and Biden makes all of these subpoenas, which with no real crimes being charged, proper and lawful. This is really sick stuff. And the fact that that regime-controlled media refuses to report it, that's even sicker. That's why you got to do away with the filibuster. We've got to try to put these people out of business politically as soon as possible, because they if they get back into power, they'll be doing this again. This is not democratic. This is fascism on steroids. This is the authoritarian state, and they don't give a bleep. They don't care in the least. They don't believe in freedom of speech. The Democrats are a cult, a death cult. This is just more evidence of it. Operation Arctic Frost. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So, when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Use my promo code Howie at HomeTitleLock.com, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. It includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Don't let these scammers try to grab the title to your home. It'll really screw up your life big time. Financial hardship, emotional heartache. You'll be worried all the time. You don't want to go through this. I trust Home Title Lock to protect me, and you can find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself as I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Howie. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Frankenstein, where's the wine?
I'm the face. Is this the place?
844-500-4242. There are layoffs all across CBS, now owned by Paramount, which is the Ellisons. And there were some layoffs at WBZ Channel 4. Once a proud news organization, now just a shadow of its former self, like most news organizations, especially local. And one of the people laid off was John Keller, who's not a bad guy. I've known him for a long time, and he's very anti-Trump, but he did a pretty good job overall. And he was there for a long time, for about 20 years. And he used to be on a show that was on WGBH. And he was, I think, the last guy on this show. The show's been canceled for years. I think it was called Meet the Press or Defeat the Press or something. Beat the Press, something like that. It was a terrible show. Just all these talking heads, people who never has-beens and never were, just talking about stuff they had no understanding of. And he was the last guy that was actually, that hadn't been fired or laid off or retired. And the show was long gone. But I just, back in 2014, I went out on my own, and these hired hands from the deep state who'd spent their whole life, all of them, all they've ever done was kiss the ass of the ruling class. And so they hated me, obviously, all except for Keller. Keller knew I was onto something. So they were writing my obit on the air. I wanted to just show you some of this. And again, Keller was the last one of them who hadn't been fired already or off the air, but he's gone now too. So I'm all done. I'm all done because I'm leaving WRKO because I couldn't take it. It's a company that was so bad. It was Intercon, the world's worst radio company, now owned by George Soros. That's how bad Intercon went out of business, and it was bought by George Soros. And they don't own RKO anymore, but they still own EEI. If you like George Soros, you'll love WEEI. But so this is I'm gone now. This is my obituary of the year by people who are now dead, and I'm still here. I'm in the Herald. I got a new book out. It sold 3,000 copies the first week, and I'm on the air. Happy Halloween! But it's I'm all done. Cut six.
Are we to look at this as an end of an era?
It's 2014. Again, their show has been off the air for probably close to 8 or 9 years. Cut nine.
We'll see whether Carr can adapt to that or whether he's sort of being pushed out. But the shift is happening in a real way towards digital.
The shift is. Well, what happened to your show? I'm still here. You're dead. Where am I going to go? Cut ten.
He has no place to go.
Is that the late Emily Rooney? What is she, about 80 now? She says, I have no place. Where are you, Emily? Emily, hello? Hello? Cut eight.
He's their big moneymaker, though, right? Does he get more leeway because of that?
Leeway because of what?
Being the big moneymaker for the Herald, big name.
That's my assumption. Yeah. Are we all going to agree here?
No, he's the equivalent of he's the too big to fail person.
Unlike you guys, you've all failed. I'm still here. I'm Howie Carr.